Fast-track public gatherings bill ahead of 2026 polls. The suspension of value addition tax, a VAT, and excise duty on fuel triggers mixed reactions. In international news, Chakwera warns fighting corruption comes at a cost in an interview. And in sports news, Senegalese TikTok star Kaby Lane named ambassador for Dakar 2026 Youth Olympics.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front, unreliable news every day. My name is Suilanja Mulenga. Advocate for Democratic Governance Foundation Executive Director Gideon Musonda is challenging the government that urgently pass the public gatherings bill before the dissolution of parliament ahead of the 2026 general elections. Mr. Musonda says his organization is concerned by indications from the Ministry of Home Affairs that the bill may not be enacted in time due to parliamentary procedures. He notes that while due process is important, delays in passing the bill raise concerns about government's commitment to reforming the Public Order Act and enhancing citizens' freedoms. Mr. Musonda has since urged government to provide a clear roadmap for the bill and fulfill its earlier promises to strengthen democratic governance. He adds that failure to enact the reforms could undermine the credibility of the upcoming elections, stressing that freedom of assembly and association must be guaranteed. In another development, government's decision to suspend value addition tax, VAT, and excise duty on fuel imports has continued to draw mixed reactions. While welcoming the suspension, Advocate for Industrialization and National Development has warned that the move may not immediately ease the cost of living for ordinary citizens. Kefas Musonda Mwape told Parfum News in an interview that while the declaration of fuel as a crisis and the subsequent tax suspension is commendable, the benefit may largely favor fuel importers. He notes that despite the tax relief measures, citizens are likely to continue facing high prices of goods and services due to increased transportation and business costs. Mr. Mwabe says Zambia needs urgent and practical interventions in the energy sector, adding that assurances of adequate fuel stocks have proven inconsistent. He has further questioned why the country is not increasing fuel imports from alternative sources such as Angola and called for clarity on the progress of oil exploration in Western Africa, in Western Province, I beg your pardon. Mr. Mwabe also expressed concern that the rising cost of doing business will continue to push up the cost of living in the coming months, despite the Kwacha's strong performance on the global markets. He has since called on citizens to demand improved living conditions and urged government to prioritize reducing the cost of doing business to support national development. In a separate development, government has pledged to improve working conditions for immigration officers following concerns raised, stating that the ministry is aware of challenges such as poor infrastructure, inadequate uniforms, lack of transport, poor infrastructure and inadequate uniforms. Speaking at the closing of the Senior and Regional Immigration Officials Annual Conference held in Livingston, Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo said the ministry is aware of challenges affecting officers, say these issues directly affect operations and officer morale and will be addressed through the department's new strategic plan. Mr. Matembo said the plan will focus on infrastructure development and improved fleet management to support officers in their duties. Mr. Matembo also noted that the Immigration Department recorded strong performance during the period under review, such as collecting over 1.6 billion kwacha in revenue, exceeding its targets, and recorded increased movement of people across borders. He added that the rise in employment, investor and study permits reflect positive economic activity in the country. Mr. Matembo further said officers have strengthened enforcement activities and continue to safeguard national security. He said resolutions made at the conference will guide future operations and improve service delivery in the Immigration Department. In a separate development, scores of University of Zambia UNSA students gathered last night at the funeral home in Kaunda Square Stage 1 to mourn the passing of their fellow student, Emmanuel Bualia. Emmanuel, an 18-year-old second-year student in the School of Humanities and Social Sciences, tragically died after falling into an open pit believed to contain sewage water on March 31, 2026, the incident which sparked riots on campus. Meanwhile, Zambia National Service ZNS Commanding Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi and senior officers were among the mourners at the time. President Hakainde Hichilema's condolences were conveyed through Lieutenant General Solochi, who pledged support to the grieving family. UNSA Students Union President Mwanto Kabaso and Vice President Jemima Mwaba represented the students. Kabaso thanked the ZNS and the President for their support, but student booed when it was suggested that UNSASU Vice President speak. The atmosphere was emotional, with many, mostly female students, openly wailing for Emmanuel. The funeral home was filled with relatives, friends, neighbors by 8 p.m. In another development, ZAMSEED Managing Director Chisangalea Yondela says Zambia needs a significant number of smallholder farmer participation if the country is to reduce the existing yields gap. She has emphasized that the 10-1-1 target can be achieved by commercial farmers alone, cannot be achieved by commercial farmers alone, but with an increased participation of the smallholder farmers, stating that they are strategic national assets to food security. Speaking during Farmers Open Day held at Zamsid Field trial site in Ngarere Chongwa District, Ms. Yondela urged the small-scale farmers to enhance their productivity and produce 4 to 5 metric tons of maize per hectare, up from 1.6 tons. She added that doing so will support the country in reaching the national target of 10 million metric tons of maize. Speaking at the same event,